My brothers and sisters, President Hinckley has requested that I now present to you the General Authorities, Area Authority 70s, and General Auxiliary Presidencies of the Church for your sustaining vote. It is proposed that we sustain Gordon Bittner Hinckley as Prophet, Seer, and Revelator, and President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thomas Spencer Monson as First Counselor in the First Presidency, and James Esdras Faust as Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Those in favor may manifest it. Those opposed, if any, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Thomas Spencer Monson as President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Boyd Kenneth Packer as Acting President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and the following as members of that quorum: Boyd K. Packer, L. Tom Perry, David B. Haight, Neil A. Maxwell, Russell M. Nelson, Dallin H. Oaks, M. Russell Ballard, Joseph B. Worthlin, Richard G. Scott, Robert D. Hales, Jeffrey R. Holland, and Henry B. Eyring. Those in favor may please manifest it. Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the First Presidency and the 12 apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. It is proposed that we release with a vote of thanks Elder Dennis B. Neuschwander as a member of the Presidency of the Quorum of the 70. All who wish to join with us in doing so, please manifest it. It is proposed that we release the following as Area Authority 70s: Adolfo Avalos, Lowell C. Barber, David J. Barnett, R. Michael Duffin, Roland E. Elvidge, Silvio Genschwantner, Brent H. Coyle, A. Roger Merrill, J. Michael Mueller, Adrian Ochoa, Lyndon J. Robison. All who wish to join in expressing appreciation, please manifest it. It is proposed that we release with a vote of thanks as the Sunday School General Presidency Elders Merrill J. Bateman, John H. Groberg, and Val R. Christensen, and as the Young Men General Presidency Elders F. Melvin Hammond, Lynn G. Robbins, and Donald L. Hallstrom. All who can join in a vote of appreciation, please manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain Elder John H. Groberg as a member of the Presidency of the Quorums of the 70. All in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain the following as Area Authority 70s: Jorge M. Alvarado, Homero S. Amato, John S. Anderson, Jorge D. Erivianga-Baga, A. Venancio Caldeira, Gabriel A. Campos, Mario L. Carlos, John J. Chipman, LeGrand R. Curtis, Jr., Cesar A. Davila, Mosia S. Delgado, Keith R. Edwards, J. Roger Fluman, Luis C. Franca, Manuel Gonzalez, Toru Hota, Bin Kikuchi, Yong Juan Lee, Alfredo Heliton de Lemos, Domingos S. Linhares, Alexander A. Nunez, Melvin R. Perkins, James C. Perry, Errol S. Phippen, John C. Pingree, Neil E. Pitts, Dinar M. Reyes, Jorge A. Rojas, Eric B. Shumway, Joseph W. Citati, Terrence C. Smith, Lowell M. Snow, Michael J. Tay, Stanley Wan, and Alan P. Young. All in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed, by the same sign. With a recent decision that members of the Quorums of the 70 not serve in the general presidencies of the Sunday School and Young Men, it is proposed that we sustain A. Roger Merrill as general president of the Sunday School, with Daniel K. Judd as first counselor and William D. Oswald as second counselor. It is also proposed that we sustain Charles W. Dahlquist as General President of the Young Men, with Dean Reed Burgess as First Counselor and Michael Anton Nider as Second Counselor. All in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain the other general authorities, Area Authority 70s, and General Auxiliary Presidencies as at presently constituted. Those in favor may please manifest it. Any opposed may manifest it. It appears, President Hinckley, that the sustaining has been unanimous in the affirmative. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your continued faith and prayers. We shall now ask the newly called members of the Sunday School and Young Men General Presidencies to take their places on the stand. We note, however, that William D. Oswald is currently serving as president of the Russia Vladivostok Mission and is therefore not in attendance. If you'll come forward, please. Thank you.